You should see this and hear this. The whole of Braj is preparing for Diwali. They light up the houses on the roofs. They light up the Govardhan Parikrama path, Radha Kund, Syama Kund, Govinda Kund will be illumined by rows and rows of lights. Diwali derives from the Sanskrit word Deepavali, or rows of lighted lamps. It signals a new beginning, a victory over the forces of darkness. This is the day when Lord Ram came back to his town Ayodhya after defeating the evil Ravana. And the people of Ayodhya wanted to light his way by putting lamps everywhere so that he would see the town and of Ayodhya and find his way to each single home. That's the idea of this festival of lights. It connects also with a very special quality of Srimati Radharani, Vidakta. She is expert in the arts. Radha is described to be a master of all arts of love. She is an authority in painting with minerals, is skillful at cooking a variety of pleasing dishes on her own. These are all things which you need to put a nice festival together. Makes Krishna foolish in word battles and is master of stringing garlands. She also understands the language of the parrots and the parrot, male and female parrots, and defeats Krishna at dice. She has a sharp intelligence in music. This Vidakta nature is also a playful nature and a dexterous expert that manifests in various of Radha's pastimes. Radharani turned to one of her friends. "Oh friend, my favorite pearl necklace has broken and now I must search for the scattered pearls." This is what Radha did when she broke her own pearl garland. What was in her mind? Well, she wanted to turn around to pick up the broken pearls, or the pearls from the broken pearl necklace, and by turning her head one more time around, she glanced at Krishna in the presence of Jatila. Yes, Srimati Radharani is very, very Vidakta, intelligent in many arrangements. The intelligence which is engaged in things of the material world entangles us. Another intelligence is required to uplift us. This is the intelligence in bhakti. In the 11th canto we hear, "This process of bhakti is the supreme intelligence of the intelligent and the cleverness of the most clever. For by following it, one can in this very life make use of the temporary and unreal to achieve me, the eternal reality." Yes, we, by using our temporary material bodies, which are only with us for a few days, we can reach that which is eternal. It's almost as like spending a worthless coin and getting a treasury of gold in return. This is a cleverness. This is supreme intelligence. This is Vidakta. And in Srimati Radharani, this finds its origin, who is so intelligent, to meet Krishna and to make all arrangements to please him. Again, let us briefly turn to Radha. Stay a little bit in this space. Be mindful of her. Perhaps say a prayer. And in this way, experience or soak in the atmosphere of her kripa, her mercy.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.